Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Alrighty, good morning. It's 6:36.
Hoy! Hoy! 6:36.
I got trees in the yard. What?
Trees. I was thinking about that again the other day.
Messes with your mind, man.
It's like, you know what? Yeah, I was laughing. And I was just kind of like BSing around with him. But, you know, that's honestly a pretty legit question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three trees.
Yeah.
Trees. Maybe they just call trees something completely different.
I hope so, because otherwise I will be utterly confused if I ever go over there. What are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense.
Get it.
Anyway, I digress. We got to get to it. It is time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Jonathan Davis has openly talked about his addiction issues over the years, and in a new podcast, he revealed how he quit using meth. Davis appeared on Steve-O's Wild Ride podcast, and he said that he got addicted to the drug long before Korn became famous. He said, quote, "I started doing meth when I moved to Huntington in California, and there's a lot of meth there from Bakersfield, and I got hooked up with someone who has given me tons of it there." He added the song Helmet in the Bush on their first album is all about meth. Davis said that after recording Follow the Leader in 1998, he knew he had to quit. He said, quote, "I stopped meth when we started touring because I couldn't function. There's no way I could be up for 2 days and tour and keep it together. And I had to stop. So the day we took off on tour, the first tour with House of Pain and Biohazard, we got in our trailer and we built bunks. And I just got in that bunk and I slept for 5 days, got up and played a show. And that's when I kicked it." Good Lord.
Man, thank God. It's crazy. I never knew. Did you know that?
I knew Korn was pretty notorious for drug use and drinking and partying, but I didn't know that he did meth.
See, the one thing I did know about Jonathan Davis is his son is diabetic, like a pretty bad diabetic. And I know that, like, he's been doing a lot for that. And, like, just for that reason alone, it kind of makes me like, oh, really? But maybe it was before, because that Follow the Leader was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, it was 98 there. Yeah. Well, and I've been fortunate enough to, talk to Jonathan. I've interviewed Monkey. I've interviewed Head. And they're all great guys. But you can tell, you know, the young party days are gone. They're all, like, in very good shape. They take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Everyone in Korn is taking it a little bit more seriously now.
I think it's like every band now, though.
Yeah,
people are starting to come around and realize, like, hey, you know, this can't go full blown Keith Richards here, guys. We're trying to make this last a little bit. You know, it's hard enough to be in a band and get along just sober.
Yeah.
And then you're throwing all the influences in there, dude. That's
well, pretty much every band I've ever known. I mean, even go back to the early Pop Evil days. Like, it's. You have your time to party, and then you do realize, like, okay, if we want to make, like you said, if you want to make this last, let's tone it down. Most of them now are into, you know, fruit smoothies and golf instead of lines of cocaine and strippers. So
for a while there was only one band that was completely sober, and it was The Wiggles. That was about
that
it.
That was it.
Anything beyond the Wiggles, everybody was drinking and smoking.
No, honestly, you know what? The Wiggles probably partied harder than anyone else. They're just in the back just doing heroin and, you know.
Just get me. Yes. Let's get through this, guys.
Jesus.
Anyway. I can't do one more song. I can't.
Well, we're happy you're sober, Jonathan Taylor, because you make some awesome music. So,
yeah, right. Absolutely.
There you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this date, 1949, David Coverdale of the groups Whitesnake and Deep Purple was born in Saltonburn Sea, England. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you guys know David Coverdale. He was famously married to Tawny Catane, who danced in the music videos of a couple of Whitesnake songs. She was on the hood of the car. Yeah, that was David Coverdale's wife. So he had that big kind of perm. An 80s hairdo. Fantastic.
Jesus, the perms. Well, the perms, dude. What?
A lot of people forget that he was in Deep Purple for a while. Not for a long time, but he was in there for a little bit. So there you go. All right. That's your rock news and rock history. Mouth with more permed mullets. We'll be back. Oh, and of course, as always, it's brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.